Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Is it appropriate to celebrate a divorce? And if so, how do you go about doing that? I have very strong feelings about that.
My friend is getting a divorce, and it is both a good thing and a bad thing. Good thing because he sucks, but bad because she's still very sad about it. Like, they did get married. They made it to that point, so obviously there was love there, and she is sad, even though I am rejoicing. Anyway, so I want to know, I want to help my friend. I don't know what to do because I want to celebrate with her. And she is happy. It's like bittersweet, right? Like, she's sad that the marriage ended, but she's also happy that this chapter is closing and is like, it needs to close. I need to be done. So I want to do something around it. And I don't know what to do because it feels very weird to celebrate a divorce. And I'm thinking of maybe like we celebrate a new chapter instead and a new beginning.
Focus on the positive rather than the negative.
But I also feel like that's strange. And we are very close. So it would be weird for me to like just not do anything, like not talk about it or address it. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I've seen people celebrate divorces. So I know divorce parties are a thing. I just don't know how to navigate the situation.
Do they have kids?
No.
Okay. That does change things a little bit for me. So as a guy that's been through the divorce process, I felt like I certainly didn't want a party. That would feel really disrespectful for me. Like, woo, she's out of my life. No, she's the mother of my kids. She's never going to be out of my life anyway. How do I say this? And I'm sure that my ex felt the same way also. The divorce process is so stressful, the back and forth, and so much stuff comes up from your marriage in the divorce that when it was finally said and done and over, and ours took a while, man. I don't know the exact time on it, but I think it was a year. Look, you go through this emotional thing. Like, I disliked her during our divorce in a way I didn't during our marriage, quite honestly. And this was all lawyers going back and forth with each other. So the relief that I felt after the divorce wasn't like, finally, I've broken away from her. It was just like, finally, this chapter is done and there's no more emails going back and forth and anger being built up and then fighting your ego the entire time. So it wasn't really a celebration of it being, of the marriage being over as much as it was the divorce process being over. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not the person that you're rejoicing. It's the pain that you're gone through in the process.
Oh,
like
God.
you're rejoicing that the process is finally over.
You know, when I hear of couples that are going through their divorce for 3 or 4 years or even 5 years, I can't even imagine because just the year I was going, it's on your mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time I would open up an email, I was wondering if I was going to get something from my attorney or while we were doing the show, I'm wondering like, I wonder if this is going to be over today. And then when you think you're close to the finish line, it's not. And it's just so taxing on your mind that when it's finally over, it's more of a celebration for me, that the process was over.
So what did you want your best friends to do then? Or did they do anything for you? Or did you want them just to leave you alone about it?
During the divorce, I think that it was just being there, like being able to vent to my very, very closest friends. And then it was finally signed. My best friend flew out and he and I had a night out and drank our asses off. But it wasn't really so much a celebration, again, as it was just like a, because he went through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more of a, God, it's just, I can move on, you know, and it's, I don't have to worry about this all the time. A big celebration and a party just feels...
That feels icky.
It feels disrespectful because they were married. They were in love with each other for a while.
But I see no reason not to take her out and to like take her out to a nice dinner, have drinks, like a couple of friends. I just wouldn't make like a big spectacle of it.
So I should cancel the girls' trip with the strippers.
No, oh, no, you should invite Abby and I.
Jess, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cassie, your best friend knows how pure your intentions are. But to be able to do this, maybe you can do one of those, I do, I did, I'm done celebration, where you can kind of celebrate that you did have this chapter of your life, but you're also going on to a new chapter and have a little fun with it.
I love that idea. Maybe
that's,
we'll do that.
Interesting.
I do, I did, I'm done.
That is super interesting. You just forget that, I mean, if the divorce is one where they hate each other and it's finally over, I guess I can understand a divorce party there, but it doesn't sound like this. Is this the case?
Yeah, there's contention there. Okay. Maybe. So I will just hire one of my photographer friends to take new Tinder headshots for her and we'll call it a day.
There you go.
There you go.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.